Hello, and welcome to A Day in History, Episode 1, The Vietnam War. The Vietnam War spanned a 20-year period from 1955 to 1975. The goal of the United States was to keep communism out of Vietnam. The prevailing reason was called the domino theory, which stated that if Vietnam fell to communism, the rest of Southeast Asia also would. This war was also very controversial, as there were a lot of lost lives for a war that was considered barely ours to fight. Now, to tell the story himself, the son of a veteran of the Vietnam War, drum roll please, Kyle Kahn! Welcome to the show, Kyle. How's it going?
It's going good. I've always wanted the world to hear my father's story.
Well, we're ready to hear what you have to say.
Alright then, my father was Felix Kahn. He was drafted into the army right after the beginning of the war. He says he was scared, but he was ready to fight off the communists. They took him and some of his friends over in a cargo plane to fight. Stepping out of the plane and onto the Vietnamese soil for the first time, something was immediately not right. He smelled something horrible, not exactly like sulfur, but even worse. Many years passed before he realized that smell was Agent Orange mixed with exploded bombs. Agent Orange was the chemical used to destroy the trees. Many U.S. soldiers and locals were left with horrible mutations or life-altering effects. He talks about how he rushed out onto the field to help, only to feel a bullet just graze past his ear. He said that the moment of it just barely missing him seemed to last an eternity. He could immediately tell that this enemy was unlike any the U.S. had faced. They didn't fight like we did. They used secret tunnels in the canopies of trees as cover. That explains why we used the Agent Orange. He recognized their methods as guerrilla warfare.
I see. And do you know what he thought of this?
He couldn't believe that decent human beings could act that way. It continued for a few years. I remember all of the countless sleepless nights he suffered. My mom said that he could hear the screams of his fellow soldiers in his nightmares. She also said that he couldn't forget his friends, dying next to him, there being nothing he could do to help. Finally, the U.S. pulled out of Vietnam and Dad came home, expecting a hero's welcome. After all, he and all of the other soldiers had fought valiantly for their country. But there was none. The people wouldn't even look him in the eye, and some were even horrible to them. He was heartbroken that he was treated like a monster when he had sacrificed so much for his country. Dad knew that it was an unpopular war, but that was no excuse for some people's behavior. He thought that the way the soldiers were treated when they came home was a big reason that so many Vietnam veterans struggled to rebuild their lives after the war. Several years passed, and North Vietnam took over, turning the country communist. Contrary to popular belief, the domino theory did not come into fruition. The rest of Southeast Asia stayed free of communism. Many years later, my father learned to deal with the horrors of Vietnam and came to terms with the deaths of his friends. He told very few people the story, but I feel the world should know what he went through.
Wow. That was some story. I'm sure our audience will appreciate this and would never be like the people your father had to face when he came home from Vietnam. Thank you, Kyle, for telling us that story of your father, Felix. Well, that's all the time we have today. We'll see you next time on A Day in History.
This is the end.